Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast. Today, I have a very special guest, and I'm absolutely thrilled that she's here because we go back a long time. We really have known each other for a very long time, and I really love being around her and talking and exchanging, and I'm absolutely thrilled that you're here, Emma Medina Castrillon. There you go. Ooh.
With the accent and everything.
Of course.
Oh God, let me speak Spanish. Welcome. Too. Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. It's been some time and talking about human design, that's an exciting subject. So yeah, very happy to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm Emma Medina, so Castrejon for the Spanish one. Actually, it's from my husband because I'm actually French. So, but I'm a brand photographer. So I help entrepreneurs take pictures of them that really represent who they are, so they can attract their kind of people. So not just the glamorous pictures, but actually showing their brand and who they really are. And so, like I said, I'm originally from France, but right now I live in the US and I live in Philadelphia.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah, and you were traveling a lot, especially before COVID. You were traveling a lot.
Yeah.
And we met several times, actually, in Amsterdam. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very comfortable in Europe, obviously. And I really like to work with the same clients, because the more I spend time with them, the more I get to know them, the better the pictures are, because we get comfortable and
yes,
and we can do more more things. So it makes a difference to come back. So
absolutely, yes. And you took some pictures of me and I always love them and I use them and I always get great compliments. So that's absolutely great. So tell us a bit about your background. How did you become an entrepreneur all the way from France into the US?
Yeah, I actually always dreamed about being an entrepreneur. I was not quite sure what it would be. And I had the bug of photography since little, like traveling and taking pictures. Since I'm a kid, I had that. And then I did different things in France. I studied photography many years ago and video, and I like did all kind. That's the exciting part of about photography and videography, is that you can touch any field, any industry. So that's also something that I appreciate, because I like the variety of things. And so life brought me in the US. And I had children, and I homeschool my children, or I should say unschool my children. And so that kept me busy for a long time. And I was taking pictures of all the kids all the time, like the free range kids, like we say. And then once my kids were a little older, I wanted to do a photography like getting paid for my photography. So that's how that's how it it happened. And it coincided, you see, with the branding, the idea of branding for entrepreneurs, personal brand rather, was like coming up, and everybody was beginning to talk about it. Yep. And so so I did a training about that, like 2018, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was 2018. And and I did B School kind of at the same time. And so that's where I met you, right? And yeah. So I met a lot of other women entrepreneurs who all need pictures to show up online. And so so it's also exciting to be a woman and be able to support other women and make them shine. Like, I know that coaches, you do the same thing, but me, I have a visual, like I can see it, you know, you can see it too, but like, it's, I don't know, it's special. And so, so I like that too.
Yeah. And this is your talent, because I always tell when I talk about you and when we talk, it's you are able to capture the core of a person in a picture. And that's what you do so well. And that those are elements and things that we don't even see ourselves, but you really find a way to see a person and to really, well, capture that in an image, in a picture. And that's a great talent. So I always love what you do and how you do it. Because it's not just a quick, like, oh, I'm going to take a picture and we're done. It's really with care and with love and with attention. And
I think all those years of taking pictures without agenda, I without realizing it, that's what I was doing. I was using my eyes and my, I don't know how to say it, my sense of the world.
Your intuition.
This is not just the eyes, right? It's not just you sense that. And so all the pictures that I've been taking, like being kids, being like the parents with their kids, being like, it's like what is happening. And it has been like a common comment saying, oh, wow, when did that happen? I didn't see it. Like, you know, in a corner, like there is a kid, this kid doing something, or this the way the parent look at the child, or like whatever, all those things. Yeah. And so then when I switch to personal brand, I can use that, because and that's why, like, in photography, like, I'm very different than when you think about photographers and posing and all that kinds of stuff. I don't do that, because I don't want my image of you to be on you. Like, I don't want to pose you to, you know, if it was a portrait of you, like for art and everything, that would be a different story. Yeah. But for personal brand, it has to come from you. And so I like to take the time, and for that particular smile, that particular way of you moving or whatever, it's you. It's my job to make it look good, to change my angle and to move and to
And the nice thing is, this totally fits your human design, because you're a 6-2 ego projected projector. And as we know, projectors are the people who are incredibly good at observing and looking at other people and spotting the uniqueness and spotting the gaps, the things that are missing. So I absolutely love the way you use photography to really look at people and observe people and make sure they get their, I would say, their signature in a picture. That's just great. And I don't know how you do it, but it's your talent. It's the way you do it.
Yeah. So, and it's like, I discovered human design after, and now I can see the, how it relate, like you said.
Yeah.
But it's not like, on purpose. Like, that's why it's a little, sometimes a little hard to talk about it, because it's just come to me naturally. Like, it's just.
So
that's why the design is like interesting, because that's absolutely my design. I didn't study for this. I studied some other thing, framing and like, but not that. And it's hard to say, to explain with words.
And that's the thing with, you know, with human design, it always, well, many people that I meet, they get their design like afterwards. And then they're like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, this is really, this is really me. This is like a confirmation or an acknowledgement, a validation of, okay, this is who I really am, and how I act around things and how I initiate things, etc. So it's really interesting.
It helps you become aware of it, like, but it's actually like, you know it.
So it hasn't always been the way it is now. So what would you say, what hurdles did you encounter in your business, in your entrepreneurship, and how did you overcome them?
Plenty, right? Like everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things, but what comes to my mind right now, it's one is not okay two one is not easy like to talk. Okay, being an entrepreneur now, you have to like, right, personal brand. Even me cannot keep staying behind the camera. Like, if I want people to hire me, I have to talk, I have to show myself.
Yeah.
And as easy it is for me to see other people, it's actually very difficult to see myself. That's a projector thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, but now that I know, it's like very often somebody says something and I'm like, now that you say that, but I couldn't see it before you told me. And I have my Ajna and my head centers, they're both defined, but my throat is undefined. And so I really feel it. Like, I have a lot of ideas and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But they are in my head somewhere, but it's not easy to find the words to be able to explain things. And so, like, make posts, make video explaining things, it's not easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so overcome, I'm going to say I'm working on it.
because
I know where it comes from, and I also know that when you have a undefined throat, an idea to help you is to talk to somebody who has a defined throat, like yourself, Nicole, right?
I have an undefined throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adina has a defined throat, but like to talk to somebody, then it's, at least for me, things come easier. Yeah. Like before this podcast, I was like wondering, what am I going to say? I have no idea. But I just decided, okay, I'm going to trust, because I know that if I think with my head, the words don't come. But if I trust, and I talk to one person, it comes. So,
And that's intriguing what you said, because that has a lot to do with, of course, it has to do with the undefined throat, that it's not easy for you to talk. But it's also the two in your profile line that, because the two is the hermit, right? And the two is all about being incredibly good at something, but not noticing that you're good at it. So you're in your own little bubble, and when you have two in your profile and you're listening to this, this is for you. When you have the two in your profile, you are really good at something and you are not aware of it. You need other people around you to make you aware of it. But what happens a lot is that people with a two, they're in their own little bubble, and they do the thing that they are incredibly good at. And they are like, yeah, well, you know, it's nothing special. This is just what I do. And it's, yeah, this is what I do.
Very much me.
Yeah. But for other people around you, it's like, oh, wow, this is just great. So, and that's a very common thing for people with a two in their profile, is that they are not aware of their talent, and they need other people around them to make them aware, like, okay, but this is what you're really good at. This is exactly what we need. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so as a photographer, as an artist, like, it's so easy to doubt about yourself, right? Say, come on, everybody can take pictures, like, you have a phone, like,
yeah.
And yeah, absolutely need other people. Like, right now I'm in a rock camp, and I take pictures of those kids, and I'm enjoying myself, right? It's really nice.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, like, everybody share their pictures, because they make an email for their parents and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I really have to see that. I really have to see the picture that everybody shares, and mine, say, oh, okay. Yes. And when I see just me, when I'm in my little bubble and I see the picture, I say, oh, I like them. They're good. But I don't make like a big deal out of it. And like last night, I mean, it's been since Monday, and every night I'm like, I don't say anything, but I'm like, oh yeah, oh okay, yes. Yeah. And so of course they're very excited, the two there, okay, that's another thing where it's hard for me to see myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is, with being a 6'2", is that as a 6, you're a role model. And what happens...
So I don't see myself as a role model.
Well, this is exactly what happens a lot for people with a 6. They are like, what, me, a role model? What? But when I think of everything that you've done, I mean, you moved from France to the US. You unschooled your children. The way you did that is really very different from what other people have done, because other people were just, you know, in the system and they just followed it, even if they weren't happy. But you really took matters into your own hands, and you unschooled your children. And I know that when you share that story, and if you would share that story a lot more, people would be like, what? How did you do that? What did you do exactly? But for you, it's as a two, it's such a natural thing. Like, yeah, well, this is what I did.
That's interesting how things get together, because everything I did, I associated them with the, so I have the gate of shock. I forgot which number it is. Yeah. And so, like, I always did things that are not in the norm. You know, I nursed my kids for a very long time. I never send them to school. And just as a comment, my son is now studying neuroscience in Temple here in Philadelphia. So, but he never went to school before. And my opinion. So I associate that with the shock. Yeah, moving from another country. And, but yeah, it can be a role model. Like at the same time, think, hey, this is possible. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I give you permission to do this, because showing the good things that you can get out of it when you choose that lifestyle. Like, it was interesting with the pandemic, when everybody was forced to discover what even though it's absolutely not comparable if you're stuck with your kids at home. Mm-hmm. And if you have the freedom to do whatever, whenever, with whoever, which is unschooling, and just follow the lead of your child, like whatever they're interested in, you just support that and like find a class, find books, find people, and support their interest.
Mm-hmm.
it's very different than homeschooling during the pandemic, obviously.
So. Yeah, of course. It is very different. But you're a role model in many other ways as well, because what you did was, and what you hopefully will do again, is that you travel to Europe and you take pictures of your clients there. So they come, not only do they come to you, but you come to them as well.
Yeah, because to me, that kind of like personal brand, it's so important to like spend time together and get to know and be comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
That is worth the time, and the investment to do that, and the experience for you. It's not like, oh, there is a nice wall in my neighborhood, let's take a few pictures and I can post that. Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it going to represent like from you? Because again, it's people sense things when they see your picture. It's not like the quote that you did. It's something that they feel.
Yeah.
And that requires some time to. So I prefer to develop a relationship with people, and travel to them, and have a lot of fun, than just have mini sessions in my neighborhood.
It's not
the same. I can do it. I mean, right? This camp is in Philadelphia, and I'm having a lot of fun. But when it's an investment for your business, it's like the same when you do your website or you do your copy. Like you invest because you have to think about it. It's work, so it's the same thing. Like you have to think.
Yeah,
and it's not about that your hip is this way and you turn this way. No, it's not about that.
No,
it's an energy, it's a feeling
absolutely. It's a chemistry thing also between a photographer and the person who's being photographed.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, they don't like to have their pictures taken because they're uncomfortable, right? And so if you take the time, I do consultation before, so we get to know each other before we talk about your business and other things than your business, because you can, like, your values, like, as a business owner, you should, like, show your values.
Yeah.
So people are attracted, if they have the same value or not, but, like, they are attracted by that, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so important elements. So when you think of, because we're both business owners, we run a business. And especially in the online space, there are so many, I would say, definitions of success. What would be your definition of success?
So mine definition of success is being happy. Because it doesn't matter the amount of money, right, or the quantity of clients, or where I live, or what is happening. Like, it's the result is you like it, you're happy, or you're not.
Yeah,
you can be happy with less money. Like, what's the point to make $1 million if you're miserable?
Yeah,
right. That's not success for me. Right. So of course, there's a lot of different things, but to me, if I'm happy, it's because I have enough. If I'm happy, because I have the right clients. If I'm happy, it's because my children are doing well. If I'm happy, it's because I have a supportive partner. So I think the how you feel would encapsulate the everything, the success. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that definition. And it's a question that I ask every guest on this podcast. And it's so wonderful to hear all those different definitions of success. And no one talks about money, number of clients, turnover.
Yeah, exactly. Because anything. It's just a outside thing, but
yeah.
If you're miserable, there's no point of that.
So true. It's so true. Your mental health is just an incredible asset to have. And even if you have a lot of money, you can
make a lot of money, but you're doing something terrible to the planet or to other people, right? It's
So looking at your human design, so obviously you're a 6-2 projector. How do you use it in your business? How do you use it?
So I discovered human design quite, I think, probably at the same time as you, I think, right? It's been a while.
Yes.
It's interesting to see like so many people getting into it and like wanting to.
Yeah.
I'm not into doing reading for other people, but I've been talking about it since quite some time. But still, like a lot of things go in one ear and come out of the other one, because you need really to relate it in your life. So, so I do think about it. I do ask questions to people, other people like you who have taken the time to really study. Because I would study and then I would forget. So it's not worth it. So at each different time, different things stick. Right. And so for me, a big thing when I discovered that I was a projector, it was the invitation thing. It was and it's still a big deal, because it's so easy to get caught in that, because I really feel it. Like I really feel the difference when somebody invites me, like you offered me to come for this interview. That's an invitation, right?
Yeah.
Or somebody say, oh, would you, I would be so wonderful to, if you could come and do this. I really feel how my energy changes, how I get excited. And if I'm the one who has to create something from nothing, or if I have to convince, which I don't, because this is not, that doesn't work.
No.
But it makes things very difficult. And so waiting for an invitation doesn't mean just waiting and doing nothing. And that's the difficult part, is knowing what to do to create those invitations, to put yourself in the position to be invited. And to see life in a positive way, so you don't feel, oh, nobody's inviting me and I'm all alone this corner. And it's not easy. I have to say that. So it's like, it's something that I have to work on. I'm still working on it. And so for projector, like visibility, like you're supposed to be visible, so people see you and recognize you and can invite you. If you're not visible and nobody knows that you exist, and nobody knows what you do, they cannot invite you.
True. Yeah.
And you have to switch like how you see things about the invitation. Like I remember seeing a projector, like I forgot his name, but he did a quote and he said, life is an invitation. Go with your life. And I thought, oh yes, I have to think that.
Because yes,
right? Life is an invitation.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
It is.
Go and do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, because otherwise it's so easy to like kind of close yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel that's the danger of the being a projector. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as an entrepreneur, right? You can be happy on your own doing other things. But if you... if you need clients, you need to be visible. And so,
absolutely.
And by the way, photography is a great way to, I didn't think about that. Photography is a great way to be visible and attract your people and get invitation, because people know something when they saw your picture.
I think there is always a lot of misunderstanding about the waiting for the invitation. That many projectors think like, oh, I just need to wait. I just, need to lean back and wait for the invitation. But actually, especially when it comes to visibility, what you are supposed to do as a projector, because projectors are here to guide us, to be the lighthouse, to be a beacon. And that's what you need to do, because a lighthouse is not wondering about, you know, vanity metrics of, oh, I'm just sending out a signal and oh, are people looking? Are people watching? Oh my goodness. It's just, you know, a lighthouse is just sending out the signal. And then at some point you can get invited. But that's what a projector should be doing. Just, you know, sending out the signal, sending out without hope or agenda, without looking at the vanity metrics, because it's not relevant. It's not.
But because we don't see ourselves so well, it's not simple to do. But yeah, I agree with you. It's like, don't think about anything. Just enjoy what you do and show it.
Yeah. So exactly. And especially when you have a two in your profile, like you do, it can be really hard to know what to broadcast, because for you, it's nothing special. Whereas for others, they look at you and they're like, oh, but this is really valuable. This is really special. And then it's going to be easier for you to broadcast the right message. So it's important that you just between air quotes, broadcast it. And especially as a projector, when you don't have the consistent source of energy, it's, I would say, automate the hell out of everything that has to do with visibility. So schedule the post, make sure that everything gets automatically posted, so you don't have to chase your visibility, like, oh, I need to post something, oh, I need to, even if you don't have the energy. So.
And I don't know if it works for all projectors, but a tip that I could share that works for me is to do something with another person, like being able to express myself, to find the words, like to be able to see, like right now we are recording it, I'm going to use it, because words come naturally compared to before. I would ask myself, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to talk about. And so, like, don't hesitate, like, to partner with somebody, to exchange about your content and your, because we all need that on whatever profile we have, right? We all need the visibility, and we need, like, different things. I know for me, I have also the willpower. I forgot the name of that center. The heart center. So I can go, I can insist, like, I don't give up. And I know that's very true. Like, I don't give up. It didn't work and I'm not happy with this thing, but I'm going to try again. And I'm going to continue showing up. And so when you partner with somebody, we both have different gifts, different centers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of amplify, right, each other's gift.
Yeah.
And so being an entrepreneur is very lonely. So yeah, partner with somebody and talk it out, and one help with something and the other one with something else.
Yeah. And that's very related to the ego authority as well, that you need to speak about your desires, about the things that you want to do, and then the words will come. And then when you hear yourself talking, then you'll get clarity. And I think that's a really important element to be aware of when this is the case in your design. Because very often I get the question, like, oh, I don't like my design. I don't, you know, I would rather be whatever.
Manifester.
Something else. Yeah. But, you know, every design has its perks and every design has its shadows.
Yes.
So there's no design that's like better or worse or, you know, but it's important that you know and understand your design, and then you learn how to navigate it. And that's the most helpful thing to do, I think. So Before we wrap up this conversation, I would love to hear your top three tips, your best advice that you can give to our listeners.
I think that would be the top, like the invitation thing. Like, yes, it says wait for an invitation, but don't wait like doing nothing. Mm. Right? I think that's a big one for projectors.
Yeah.
And what you just said, like whatever your human design is, you don't have to go like deep into the gates and everything, but it's a fun way of, it's not getting to know yourself because you already know yourself, but it's like becoming more aware and the consequence that your design has on your business. And so like getting ideas on how to use your gift, where you're good at, and how to go around of the thing that you're not so good at. Because like you said, whatever design has good thing. I was saying manifestor because they manifest things and it's just amazing. But that's true that they have shadows and it's not fun. I'm sure they don't like it. So
everyone has them. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, for example, for me, like I know I don't have like a lot of energy, but I know that I use the energy of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when I was talking about partnership, when I guess I get invited, right? So I feel that sense, my energy just appear miraculously. Like I can just go on and do stuff. And but I know I'm going to crash after that. And that's okay. Like, so I can see how it works and use it. Like, okay, I need to do this project. How about I ask somebody if they can help me? I can like do something for them and they can, another tip, what can I say? Yeah. Look at the things that can help you and the visibility, we mentioned that too, like I don't know, I'm blanking right now.
No problem. We said something about brand photography, taking the time for brand photography. We're going to edit this out. So start again. Tip number three is.
So, and another one, so that we mentioned also earlier, it was for your photography and how you show yourself in your business. A tip would be like, take the time maybe it would be fun like to ask each other, what is your design, to see what can I amplify, right? Because I know I amplify and it's not fun to amplify something negative, but when it's something positive, it's amazing.
Yes.
so it's fun to learn your design and to learn the design of people that are around you. Because you also learn how to navigate the relationships and maybe it gives you idea on how to show up, because other people are going to resonate with the same themes, right? That like we're less as projectors than generators and manifesting generator, but we're still many. Like we have Facebook group for pro projectors, and so we can relate. We can relate with each other. So So take the time to think about who you are, what are your values, and why you do what you do, and think about that for your pictures, and see it as a experience that you should enjoy. Mm. Like it's fun to to spend time with your photographer, to chit chat and to just come up with ideas and make them happen, and the pictures are taken when you're comfortable. Like I can just give a quick example. I was trained to be a laughter yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the idea of your body doesn't make the difference if you laugh naturally or if you fake laugh.
Yeah.
And so I use that sometime, like to just relax.
Yeah.
Because once we laugh together, like we relax, it shows in the pictures. Like just to smile, like take a selfie and smile to your phone, and then have a picture taken where we took the time and you're comfortable. Yeah. Like it's not the same person. Like it's totally different. And the people see the picture, they feel it. Like it's not like that's
true.
That was a lot together, but yeah.
Great. I love those tips. I definitely love those tips. So I'm going to be sharing all your information and your details in the show notes so people can contact you. And they should, because you're amazing at what you do. And you don't just take pictures in the US, you also travel.
Oh yeah, and I love you. I mean, every opportunity I have, I take it. So
yes,
please invite me.
there we go. So make sure to invite our lovely projector and get your wonderful pictures taken, because you know Emma is absolutely great at it. So thank you so much, Emma, for this wonderful talk and your pearls of wisdom and the behind the scenes of living as a projector. So thank you for that. And we will stay in touch. And I'm sure our listeners will contact you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your invitation, Nicole. It was very much appreciated.
You're so welcome.
I look forward for more invitations.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts, so please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.